funny thing is starting to happen here. Well, first off, sorry for the delay. A day delay. Again, not that anybody's clamoring for an episode, but I need a better way to organize this because I just found out just now that I am losing track of the recorded pieces. But I think I found the next new one, and I got a show. As promised, I always have a show. Alright guys, I'll see you in a bit. Hey everybody, this is J.R. Estrada coming in from the Lucky Rabbits Poetry Podcast from San Antonio, Texas, with another poem. This is the show where I, myself, write poems. I go around town reading them to people, and then I put it in a podcast that absolutely no one listens to. That's the show. That's all you're getting. Well, that, and sometimes I ramble a little bit, but I feel like if there's any part of this show to fast forward through, this would be it. I'm just out of recording. I don't know where the actual meat and beans of the poetry podcast starts, so I can't tell you, man, so you're gonna have to figure it out. If you don't want to listen to me whine, you're going to have to do that manually. You're going to have to find your place there. How are you guys doing? You guys get asked that often enough? Yeah? No? You just kind of abandoned? Is that what's happening? It's okay, man. I get it. I get where you're all coming from, so what I have to say about that is it's just hang tight. I don't know if it's going to get better, but if you don't hang tight, you're just not going to find out, right? That's some fucked up advice. Well, but what else can you do, right? Recently, I've accepted that everything is just chaos and, well, you know, one of the biggest philosophy questions of all time, really, is whether there is a grand design, whether everything serves a purpose and it's all predetermined. Is it just chaos, or do we exert some sort of free will and we are in total control? And I'm thinking that, I mean, I don't know, the part of that I've let go of is the grand design, that everything happens for a reason. I don't know, I don't think that it's reason. I do think that it's all just chaos, but there is a mixture of free will in there that we contend with at all times. Everything just kind of happens. When bad things happen, we don't really ask for them. But the extent of our free will is how we react to these things. And that's what I'm trying to accept and kind of work off. To be quite frank, I'm really sick and tired of life happening to me. If you've heard any of the earlier episodes, you know that. In fact, I've contested with that. I've dealt with that. I don't know if I'm externalizing my own shit. Well, like I said, I mean, to a degree, it is free will. I can very much pinpoint the point in my life where it all started to go sideways and why I'm where I am right now. So I really do guess that I'm here because of my own mistakes. But, you know, it doesn't take away that along the way, some things feel like, what the fuck? What? Why is that necessary? Why would that happen right now? Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I'm sick and tired of life happening to me. I'm going to try to make make it happen for myself. Yeah, I mean, really, this bullshit that I'm on, you can find it on Twitter. I was just having a conversation with somebody yesterday about how Twitter's where you go and just kind of talk about your feelings. And I'm like, yeah, that's precisely what I do on Twitter. I do a little bit of promoting the show on Twitter, but mostly I just kind of, if I have some suicidal or depressive thought in my mind, that's where it goes, on Twitter, because my family's not there. And it's less embarrassing to kind of rant for a little bit. I don't rant. It's really just kind of like one-liners that go on there and boom. That's where we're at right now. Oh, man. What's been up with me? It's job fair season, so I've been doing the rounds on those. Summer is coming up. Is it coming up? I mean, I think it's sometime in June when it's going to happen. And I mean, right now the schools are setting up, well, the districts really are letting go of their, well, they're not letting go. What kind of word choice? I'm sorry. The districts are starting their search for new candidates to fill positions because people are for sure retiring or getting fired or quitting or whatever the hell they burnt out. And I'm doing the rounds there. I'm really trying to not lose hope here, but I've had a rough go lately. And like I said earlier, I'm just trying to make things happen for myself because life is kind of not playing along. So I gotta do those things. That's really it. There's other stuff going on, but I've already made myself a fool of it. Put myself in a really embarrassing situation in front of people that would have rather not have done that to. So I'm just gonna, keep it from here. Again, no, not that anybody's asking for it or asking what's happening. Oh boy, it's been a rough week. This week has been rough, and it's gonna get rougher. It's gonna get rougher, and I'm not excited about that at all. Anyway, that's really it. That's all I want to say for now. So what I'll just go ahead and do, like I usually do, I'll go ahead and play the poem. Sounds good? Good. All right, here goes. I must say, I don't think we can be friends if I don't peg you as something of a troublemaker. And I mean to say the sort of person that can't help but to stick it to the assholes of the world every now and then, in small or big ways, like sticking out your foot a little bit for the asshole abusing the barista as he backs up from the counter. Like inching a little bit forward when you catch the other guy on the red line looking at his phone. Like threatening anti-immigration bigots on Twitter by telling them, yes, indeed, there is an immigration conspiracy to take over the country. It's climbing a flagpole to take down a rebel flag. It's chucking a canister of tear gas right back at the police. It's tattletelling on power-hungry perverts. It's getting up on the face of those that do not value your human life and say, I am sick of you. It's screaming at the masses to rise up and start shit and call attention to themselves. It's breaking shit, breaking glasses, ceilings and borders and concepts of prejudice and discrimination, breaking assault rifles before they get to schools, churches, movie theaters, and music festivals. It's being a motherfucking fire starter. It's starting a fire in the hearts of a generation that has taken control of their lives and are more than willing to shape it. It's starting a fire in the eyes of those that are on the fence to make them realize that it really is join or die. It's starting a fire under the ass of those that won't get out of the way and force them to move the fuck out of the way.
It's offending sensitive ears by owning your right to say fuck, because without fuck, you can't say fuck the government, fuck the police, fuck Kevin Spacey, fuck the NRA, fuck Kevin, fuck Paul Ryan, fuck Mike Pence, fuck Donald Trump, and fuck you for missing the point and focusing on the words instead of the frustrated emotions behind them. Or, it's simple things like getting suspended for calling up your congressman and telling him to get out the fuck off his ass and do something. Or, it's writing a book about how the vice president's rabbit is gay. Or, it's drawing a portrait of the president with a little teeny tiny dick. I have no patience for you if you're not willing to be a troublemaker to answer the call. A playful troublemaker, an angry troublemaker, a proud example of how to piss people off to get them to listen to you, how to annoy them into giving the people what they need. Do anything you need to do, anything you can do, except complain about how things don't change, not really, because if they don't, that one really is on you.
Okay, what to say about that particular poem? I like the poem itself. I've been churning out vaguely political stuff lately, and I enjoy stuff like that, as evidenced by calling for people to draw portraits of Donald Trump with a little teeny tiny dick. I think the poem itself is good. I think most of the stuff that I still beat myself over comes with the actual presentation of the poem. I've had conversations with people. You guys really have no idea how seriously San Antonio takes its slam poetry scene. And I've talked with people that I have real suggestions and real pointers on how to improve, and I do hear it, and this is what I listen for when I go over the poems again. I do feel a lack of confidence in my voice, and I'm kind of making mental notes in my head as I listen to the poem. What am I cringing about, and what kind of gets me? And I mean, for one, it's my voice itself. Who was it? Rooster Martinez. He said that to me yesterday, actually, that I still don't seem to have confidence in my voice, and that is true. Now, what he means by confidence in my voice, I mean, it could really be a number of things. It could be precisely that. Maybe literally my voice. I don't quite like it. I feel like I don't have a microphone voice. Or at least a public speaking microphone voice. Maybe the message itself. I like the message. I'm confident in it. I don't know why I stutter and why I stumble through. Maybe I just need to get out of my head. That seems to be a recurring problem with me everywhere I go. What do I mean by that? I'm reading the poem and I'm waiting for reactions from the people. I'm waiting for some sort of response to what I'm saying. And that's in my head. That's me expecting something that I'm not necessarily going to get, because again, it's a poetry event and it has some sort of connotation that it's going to be some... That's what I tell myself, really. I mean, this is not something that I've studied or that I've interviewed people about. I feel like, again, and I've probably mentioned this 10,000 times before, when you hear, a poetry event where people are going to read poems, some people think about some somber, solemn pieces, you know? And, you know, some of them are, but here in San Antonio particularly, that stereotype doesn't resonate, it gets pretty fucking rowdy. And I feel like sometimes that's what I'm trying to play at. That's not to say that I don't believe in what I'm writing. And maybe that's the other thing that Rooster means about not being confident in my own voice. Maybe I don't trust the message. I like the poem. I like the poem that I wrote. What's the other thing? Because the other thing to me, and that's me listening to the piece and kind of trying to give myself some honest critique. My accent is very glaring to me. Even right now, as I'm speaking, I feel like I have to angle my mouth in certain ways. That way I can actually say what I'm trying to say without any loss of message. You know exactly what I'm trying to say. Nobody can tell me, you're not speaking that clearly. I've had that happen to me before. They're telling me I can't hear you that clearly. What they're really trying to tell me is that I can't understand your accent. And I have an accent, but I don't know. I feel like maybe that's just something I have to own at some point. Maybe tonight, because tonight I'm planning on doing puro. So, I don't know, I have a couple different ways to try to claim that again. I think it really, at this point, is starting to come down to confidence. Just trusting myself that what I'm trying to say is, to a degree, good. Certain people will not say a single bad thing about me. I don't quite trust those people. Somebody, I'm not going to say names, out of fear that this podcast may blow up and I drag some people through the mud. Somebody yesterday, as he was walking out, as he already fucked up, I said he, it's a he. No, they told me that what, they're saying, JR, as always, dope. And I asked him, like, really, always, dope, always? And he said, yeah. See, and I don't know. Because, I trust more, not people that just rip into me, but, you know, that give me feedback. Like Rooster, when he sees me, he always has something to say about how I could improve. Even if he hasn't heard me in a while. That's another little off-caller. Now, I mean, it's helpful. This last time, and that's probably the poem I'm going to share next week, I was approached by Travis. Travis, motherfucker. I heard that he featured in Houston. I saw it on Instagram. That particular day, he flat out told me, you have to work on your diction. Yes, I do. And sometimes I think that's part of the accent. Also, that day I had already 2 whiskey cokes in me. So that might have been part of it. You know, a little off topic, I've been drinking a lot lately. It's these fucking events, they just fuck me over. No, they don't. I shouldn't blame that. I'm probably going down a slippery slope that I should really be careful about. I don't know. You tell me. Maybe the other thing I tell myself is if I have enough consciousness of mind to come to that conclusion, maybe I'm not in trouble at all. I don't know. Left to my own devices, I don't know how much I would drink. Anyway, getting away from that, I went off on a tangent there, as I do. Yeah, I think that's really what I have to say about that. Again, poems like that, I like doing poems like that. I seem to be able to craft them nicely. I do wanna. I tried something last night at Blah, which I might share. I have like 3 other poems locked and loaded, ready to go. I don't even know. At this point, man, I don't even know if I'm going in order. Because I was looking through the one that I was going to do today, and I couldn't peg it. I almost redid the one I did on the last episode. I can't keep track of these things anymore. They're just piling up on my phone and on my Google Drive. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I tried something different last night. Like I said, I usually do sad things, like existential things, political things, Mexican things, border town things. And last night I tried something different. I might do that next week. I could have done it today, but, you know, what's the hype in that? Then I can't keep you coming back for stuff. Maybe I'll do it in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll do it next week. Who knows? Okay, I'm about done. That's it. That's just the 20-minute, 21-minute show. I'm going to start signing off. Real quick, I'm going to do my housekeeping. Real quick, thanks to Purple-Planet Music for providing their tracks, royalty-free and free to use. You can find them on purple-planet.com. They are the composers of all the tracks you listen to on this show. And thanks to Write Art Out, the organization that puts together these open mics that I go to, and they unknowingly make this happen. And on that note, Write Art Out, Blah Poetry Spot, they have scored Southern Fried Poetry Slam, which is coming to San Antonio, Texas in June. They're going to bring a whole bunch of poets from the area, from the south area. And the way I'm told, this is the first time that it's coming, that's even coming to Texas. That's exciting, and I'm happy for these guys, because, you know, it sounds like they've made things work, and they work hard, and they have a real passion for the literary movement in town. Yeah, okay. All right, guys, today is Tuesday as I record this, and it's the day that I'm posting. So I'm going to Puro tonight, and I have to work on some stuff. I've done some sporadic work on what I want to do tonight. It's fucking no rules today. Anything goes, props, unoriginal, well, not unoriginal, but shit that's not necessarily yours. I guess, I don't know about time limits. There's probably, there must be a time limit, or else somebody's going to stay up there for like 10 minutes, which I do not abide by. I don't know what I'm going to do. Not exactly. I have an idea, but I have to practice it so it comes out seamlessly. Anyway, all right, guys. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Thanks for tuning in to the short one today. I'll see you guys next week. Take care. Don't do anything stupid. I'm not going to say it this time. Just don't do anything fucking stupid. All right? All right, my name is JR Estrada, and this has been the JR Lucky Rabbits Poetry Podcast, where I self-flagellate over my public performances. You guys take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.